Welcome in, everyone, to Lively Lewis Stories.
That's right. We're back with even more awesome adventures with Levi and Ivy.
Set your story time meter to fun and get ready to join the Lively Lewis crew.
All you need is your imagination and...
Off we go!
I can't wait to see where our story takes us today.
Have you ever wanted to get more Lively Lewis in your life?
Well, we've got you covered.
Grab an adult and zoom over to livelylewisshop.com.
Or just click on the link in our show notes.
Enough about that. Let's get to today's super Lively Lewis story.
Ivy was always happy and full of energy. She always had a smile on her face and a positive word to say to friends, family, and even animals. She was considerate and kind and loved making others happy. Then one day, something unusual happened. She had quite a long week at school, and when she got home on Friday, she felt, well, not herself. Her energy level was low, so low that when her favorite neighborhood dog ran over for its usual Ivy hug and cuddle, she simply waved and kept walking. Her smile was small, so small that her good friend Aaron asked if everything was okay as she walked by. Usually, Ivy was the one asking others if they were okay so she could brighten their day. And lastly, Ivy's mood was different. So different that when she walked in her front door, her mom quickly knew something was wrong. "Ivy, honey, what's going on?" she asked. "Where's my little ray of sunshine?" That's what Ivy's mom would call her every day because of the light and joy that Ivy carried with her all the time and the way that she had the ability to warm up a room with her energy and spirit. Ivy didn't say a word, but instead just let out a and plopped down on the couch, still holding her backpack. Levi ran into the house right after her, full of energy, and jumped on the couch next to his sister. "Ivy, come on, cheer up!" he exclaimed, trying to make his sister laugh by doing a funny dance. "You've been looking bummed out ever since recess today. I feel bad, and I just want you to be happy again. Like the old Ivy we all know." Ivy gave her brother a weak smile and let her backpack slip out of her hand and onto the floor. "I'm fine," she said in a less than convincing tone. And as she said that, Ivy's mom noticed something fall out of the front pocket of her backpack. It was Ivy's favorite necklace. However, when Ivy's mom went to pick it up, she noticed that it was broken and one of Ivy's favorite charms was missing. "Oh no, Ivy, what happened to your necklace?" asked her mom. "Is this why you're upset?" "I guess," answered Ivy, looking at the necklace that her mom was holding. However, her mom knew there was something else going on that was affecting Ivy's mood. She just didn't know quite what it was. "Ivy, it's okay to feel upset some days. I know that we can help if you just let us know what's going on to make you feel this way," said her mom. "That's right, Ivy," added Levi. "We're here to help and let you know that everything is going to be okay." That's when Ivy looked over at her mom and then over at Levi and immediately began to cry. One tear, then another ran down her face. Her mom immediately gave her a big hug, and Levi did the same. "I don't know why I'm so upset," sobbed Ivy as she began to explain what had happened at school that week. "But maybe talking about it will help." She then went on to tell Levi and her mom how her friend Kara had gotten upset with her because she won the class spelling bee at the beginning of the week. It came down to the final word, and Ivy spelled it correctly, and Kara didn't. So that made Ivy feel a little bad, but she still did all she could to make Kara feel better, being positive and caring about her feelings in a situation like she always did. Then for the last 2 days, when Ivy was in line for school at lunch, they ran out of twisty twirly French fries, which are her absolute favorite. But she tried to be positive and just ate her lunch without twisty twirly fries. After that, when it was her class's turn to try out the new outdoor rock climbing wall, it rained during recess and they were told they had to wait until the following week. But they had already been waiting so long, and Ivy was so excited to give it a try. However, Ivy just took a deep breath and tried to make the best of indoor recess. Then the last thing that happened was at recess that day when she was playing tag. A friend reached out to tag her, but instead got his hand caught on her necklace and accidentally broke it. And when it broke, her favorite charm, a little silver flower with a pink gem center, fell off. She looked for it for the rest of recess, but couldn't find it anywhere. "So that's why I'm upset," said Ivy as she dried her tears. "I've had a really tough week. It seemed like one thing after another was happening. I tried to stay positive, but after today, I just couldn't keep a smile on my face anymore. And now I don't know how to get my smile back." Ivy's mom and Levi felt bad for Ivy, but they were very happy that she told them all about what was making her feel upset. That's when they suggested some things that would make her feel better. Ivy, please remember, it's okay to feel upset. And also, you should address those feelings when they happen and never just try and smile them away. We're so glad you talked to us, said her mom. Maybe if we take a walk, you'll feel better. Just clear your head and start fresh this weekend. Maybe, said Ivy, sounding less than excited about her mom's plan. How about if we go play outside, suggested Levi. That always makes me feel better. No, I don't think that will work, replied Ivy as she stood up from the couch. I think I'd like to be alone and try to work through my feelings. Wow, that's a very mature thing for you to say, said Ivy's mom. Self-reflection is always a great way to work through your feelings. Self what? Asked Ivy. Self-reflection. It means to look at the things that have happened that are causing you to feel the way you do and learn from them, explained her mom. I think some quiet time in your room to think about your week will help you work through how you're feeling. Ivy was always interested in figuring things out, whether it was a math question, a puzzle, or her own emotions. She was excited to see what self-reflection was all about and thanked her mom for telling her about it. Ivy, how about when you're done reflecting, we play soccer? Asked Levi. Maybe, Ivy said, giving her brother a little smile before heading to her room. Ivy sat on her bed and thought a bit more about what her mom had said. The more she thought about reflecting on her week, the more she thought about surfaces that reflect things, like a still pond or a mirror. That's when she remembered that her grandmother had given her something the last time they visited that Ivy thought could be very helpful with her self-reflection journey. Ivy opened the top drawer of her desk and pulled out an antique mirror. It was gold and heavy and very fancy. It had little flowers carved into the metal, and the mirror itself was a little faded and marked up from the years of use. Ivy took the mirror over to her bed and sat down. She looked into it, not expecting to see anything else other than her own face staring back at her. However, what she saw next would change her whole day. As Ivy looked into the mirror, she began to think about each of the things that happened at school that week. And as she did, she noticed something strange happening to her face. Hey, friends, what do you think was happening to Ivy's face? It was changing color, and it was turning blue. Oh, no, shouted Ivy in a whisper, dropping the mirror on her bed. What's happening? But instead of calling her mom, she decided to pick the mirror back up and first try to work on this puzzle herself. Okay, Ivy, just calm down, she said to herself as she watched her face get bluer and bluer. So you're turning a little blue. Blue is one of your favorite colors, so that's fine. However, you do need to figure out how to change it back. So how do I do that? Ivy noticed that the more upset she got, the more her face turned blue. Then she remembered a comment her teacher had made in school a few days ago. She explained to the class one morning that her best friend, who lived far away, came to visit and just left that morning. She went on to say, I'm feeling a little blue, so if I don't seem like my usual happy self, that's why. When asked what the color blue had to do with feeling bad that her best friend left, Ivy's teacher explained that it was just an expression that people use when they're feeling sad. That's it! Exclaimed Ivy to herself. I'm sad! I'm sad! She never thought she'd be so excited to be sad, but knowing what was making her feel this way was very comforting. This was because Ivy saw that her teacher went from feeling blue to being happy again, so she knew she could do it too. But how? Ivy sat and continued to look at herself in her grandmother's antique mirror, trying to figure out the puzzle before her. She decided to think about things individually that happened that week that added to her feeling sad and see if she could find any good in them or a solution to make each situation better. The first thing she thought about was the spelling bee and her friend Kara being mad that she didn't win. That's it, thought Ivy. Kara wasn't mad at me. She was upset that she lost, and I should be happy that I won because I put in a lot of work studying those words. Maybe I could see if Kara wants to study with me for the next spelling bee. As Ivy thought of that situation and a possible solution, she noticed the color blue on her face begin to fade a bit. Next, she thought about the twisty twirly fries at school. Although they were her favorite, it wasn't the biggest deal in the world because she did get an extra pudding each day that they ran out. And pudding is her absolute favorite school dessert. Also, when Ivy told her teacher that they ran out of fries twice in 1 week, her teacher talked to the cafeteria workers who said they would make double the amount of fries moving forward.
Double fries, said Ivy out loud. The thought of that would make anyone happy.
And it did. Ivy watched as the blue on her face faded a bit more. Thinking about missing out on the rock climbing wall at recess was her next puzzle to work through. At first, she couldn't think of anything good that came from that situation. Until she remembered that indoor recess that day, she and some friends made up a silly story that they read to the class. Everyone thought it was super funny, and that made her feel good. That story was pretty funny, said Ivy as the blue color on her face faded just a bit more. She was now about to face the last situation that made her the most sad that week, breaking her necklace and losing her favorite charm. Ivy was confident, after she worked through all the other situations from that week, that she would be able to do the same with this one. However, it was harder than she thought. Ivy sat and sat and thought and thought. She couldn't think of one good thing that came out of breaking her necklace and losing her favorite charm. Then she suddenly got an idea. Thinking of the advice her mom had given about taking a walk, she ran downstairs and asked Levi if he would like to walk with her to the school playground and look for her charm. Sure, Ivy, I'd be happy to help in any way I can, said Levi. Ivy, whatever self-reflecting you're doing is definitely working, said Ivy's mom as they got ready to leave. You're already looking a little happier. Thanks, Mom, said Ivy. It really is helping. I just hope this last idea I have will work. We'll be back soon. Okay, but Ivy, why are you taking a mirror with you to look for your necklace charm? Asked her mom. It's all about self-reflection, Mom, answered Ivy with a smile. Get it? Mirror. Self-reflection. I get it, giggled her mom. Good luck finding your charm. Ivy and Levi ran out of the house and down the street to their school. So where do you think you lost your charm? Asked Levi. Let's get looking for it. Ivy took a minute to really think about what had happened, the direction she was running in, when her friend reached out and accidentally grabbed her necklace, and where the charm could have fallen once the necklace broke. She walked over to the slide and told Levi to start looking there first. She walked towards the swing, which were close by, and started to search there. As they looked, they played a little too. Then, after some time searching and playing follow the leader with Levi, he excitedly called out to his sister. I see it, Ivy! I see your charm! Examined Levi as he sat at the bottom of the slide, and there in the mulch shined a little silver flower with a pink gem center. I must have kicked it up when I slid down the slide just now. Ivy could not have been happier. It looks like getting out and playing a little bit did help after all, said Levi, reminding Ivy that he had suggested that earlier. You're right, Levi, and thank you so much, said Ivy, giving her brother a big hug. Then she grabbed her grandmother's antique mirror that she had put down on a bench nearby and took a look. I'm not blue anymore, she exclaimed, jumping up and down. I'm not blue. I'm not blue. I did it. Blue? What are you talking about? Asked Levi. Ivy knew that she was the only one that could see her color change in the magic mirror and quickly told her brother, it's just an expression that means you feel sad. And not being blue anymore was a really good thing that made her very, very happy. Well, that's all I wanted, said Levi, for you to be happy, Ivy, again. But when you're not, that's okay too, and I'll be here to help any way I can. Ivy and Levi raced home excited to show their mom that they had found the charm, but also excited to show her that Ivy had worked through her feelings and was no longer feeling sad. When she heard this, Ivy's mom was so excited that she gave Ivy a big hug before showing her that while they were gone, she had fixed her broken necklace. Thank you so much, Mom, said Ivy. I'm really proud of you, Ivy, her mom replied. You did a great job focusing on your feelings and working through them in a healthy way. But please remember in the future, when you're sad or upset about something, you can always look for help and talk about whatever is on your mind with us. Your family is always here to help. I know, Mom, said Ivy, giving her mom another hug. Thank you. Now I'm curious, said her mom. Can you tell me how self-reflection helped you? Being quiet and really thinking about each situation individually was what did it for me. And of course, talking with you and Levi is what started it all, began Ivy. Once I thought of each situation on its own, they didn't seem that bad anymore. It was when they all happened in the same week that it felt like too much and it made me sad. I can totally understand that, said Levi.
Once I lost my charm and broke my necklace when I was already feeling so sad, all the bad parts of my week came rushing back to me, said Ivy. I couldn't think of the good things in each situation anymore, and that's what made me feel blue. Ivy then gave her mom a big smile and went outside to play the rest of the day with Levi, focusing on the happy things around her. But knowing it's okay to be sad sometimes, and when it happened again, she knew what to do to get rid of the blue. Thanks for joining us today. We hope you enjoyed the story and learned a little something too.
And since we know everyone has their own story, we'd love to hear yours.
If you have an idea for a Lively Lewis story, leave a comment on our Apple Podcast review page with 5 stars, your idea, and your little one's name.
Then maybe our next adventure
will be with you.
Until our next storytime hangout.
Thanks for listening.
We can't wait to share another fun Lively Lewis story with you.